Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on Kiddush. A good thing to know that the halacha definitely addresses is what happens if a person doesn't have any wine or grape juice around. I know someone, a good friend, who told me that this was a regular occurrence in his house for a number of Shabbos over the years, that whatever, we all have our mental blocks, and for whatever reason, whoever bought the groceries, wine or grape juice was just part of the mental block. Or it could be more dramatic circumstances than that. What's the halacha when a person doesn't have wine or grape juice? So it's very interesting. It depends on if you're talking about Friday night or Shabbos lunch. Friday night, the halacha is that in the absence of wine or grape juice, one should make kiddush on hamotzi, on the challah. What one would do is before kiddush, one would go and wash. Everyone would go and wash. And then the same way that the person making kiddush normally holds the kiddush cup, he would hold the challah. Everyone would listen. And the only difference in the text would be instead of saying Barpiyagaf, and the bracha would be Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz. And then you'd cut the challah and give out the challah. That would be the practice Friday night. Shabbos lunch, the practice would be to use Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina would be literally translated as the wine of the state or the wine of the place. And that means that in every community, there are certain beverages that are looked upon as prominent beverages other than wine. So for example, you know, America 2014, schnapps is schnapps whiskey, you know, are definitely significant, looked upon as significant items. One could argue coffee or tea have a status as Chamar Medina. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein where he basically suggests that Chamar Medina is a type of beverage that one would drink even if one wasn't necessarily thirsty. So for example, there's a lot of discussion if soda beverages, Coca-Cola, things like that, have halachic status as, my parents listen to this, so I just have to say pop in honor of our Chicago roots. They'll enjoy that. But there's a lot of question if soda has halachic status as Chamar Medina. The opinions about that, there's discussion about orange juice, apple juice, things of that sort. It's pretty safe to say that schnapps, coffee, tea definitely have status as Chamar Medina. So the halacha would be that if one didn't have access to wine or grape juice for Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos day, one could make Kiddush on Chamar Medina instead. The question is obvious as to why would it be that Friday night the substitute is bread and Shabbos lunch the substitute is schnapps. Why would it be different? So the explanation given is a very interesting one. Wine is considered the most prominent of drinks, and bread is considered the most prominent of foods. So Friday night at Kiddush, we want to show our honor for the Kiddush. So the ideal way is by doing it on a cup of wine. But if one doesn't have wine or grape juice, so one takes the most prominent food and makes Kiddush on bread. Why wouldn't that work for Shabbos lunch? Because the Kiddush Friday night is quite substantive. Besides the psukim of Vayichu that we say at the beginning of Kiddush, there's a lengthy bracha that's all about Shabbos. Though many people's kiddushes on Shabbos day are lengthy, the length is just a lot of psukim. The psukim are really a preamble to the kiddush. What's the actual kiddush of Shabbos lunch? Bori Pri Agafen. And the psukim are an introduction, a very nice introduction, but an introduction nonetheless. If a person didn't have wine or grape juice, and they just washed their hands and said a lot of psukim and then said hamotzi, it actually looks like they just skipped kiddush because they'd make hamotzi anyway. It won't look like Friday night that they're skipping Kiddush because they're making this very substantive bracha before saying Hamotzi. But for Shabbos lunch, if they'd make Kiddush on bread, it would just look like they skipped Kiddush and went straight to Hamotzi. And therefore, if they take a schnapps or something like that, it's very apparent they're doing something special before Hamotzi. An obvious question, which we'll discuss next time, God willing, is the way I introduce this halacha is if a person doesn't have wine or grape juice, what can they make Kiddush on? We, of course, see many, many times people will make Kiddush for Shabbos day on schnapps when there is wine available. And the question is, how does that work with all of this? We will talk about it next time, God willing. I suppose this recording will be played on a Friday, so I don't want anyone to get nervous. The answer on Monday will be, it's okay. So you could continue to do as you've been doing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.